What are they on, or are they? When Chinese swimmer started blowing rivals out of the water in London's Olympic pool, whispers quickly followed. Is China cheating the sport again as it did in the 1990s when drug-fueled, muscle-bound swimmers emerged from nowhere to beat the world? Alain Bernard, the 2008 Olympic freestyle champion from France, was among those who wondered. He said, quote, I'm for a clean sport without doping, and I truly hope the authorities in charge of this are doing their job in good conscience and really well. He went on to say, unfortunately, I want to say that there is no smoke without fire, but today there is no proof to show that any Chinese has tested positive in this competition. Joining us on America's Radio News to talk about this is Pete Sirkwa. He owns and operates the 92nd Fitness flagship studio in New York City, one of New York's most respected and in-demand fitness trainers. He's been helping people lose weight for more than 20 years. He's also the author of the 92nd Fitness Solution and has two new fitness books coming out. Hey, Pete, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you? I suggest we get our bathing suits on and go swim a few laps, see if we can break some records tonight.
No, I just would sink. How about you, Rick?
I'm not taking these boots off right now. So.
Well, so on a serious note, I mean, here we have these doping allegations. I guess the Chinese are coming under scrutiny because of what happened in the 1990s. But how common is it that these athletes will turn to drugs to be able to beat out the competition?
It's a competitive world out there. You just think about, you know, somebody like Michael Phelps. If he didn't get 8 gold medals in the last Olympics, would you have ever heard of this person? So there's a lot on the line for any athlete. They want to get their name out there. They want the endorsements. They want to make a career. They want to have a future. So will they take the risk? Most will. Yes.
You think so? Most? Really?
Yes, there are risks that everybody will try to stretch some form of it, whether it's supplementation that's borderline. There's some quote-unquote vitamin supplements out there that are probably not legitimate in the Olympics. They'll push that envelope if they don't start looking at drugs or masking agents to hide those drugs. There's big money involved. You want to get your name on, you want to get a gold medal and your name out there, you're going to do pretty much everything. Now, there are some legitimate people out there that are gifted and have done a wonderful job. If this young lady that broke the swimming record is that person, I applaud her. But yes, there's a lot of people scratching their heads right now, and sometimes you just have to go with the obvious.
And as we look at this, I'm looking at several news stories coming across the wire. We've done a lot of research on this. Not only the doping, but how in some nations, children are pegged from a very early age to get into Olympic training type condition from a very, very young age, sent to these grueling training camps. I suppose that doping is just a natural outgrowth of that mentality.
It is. It's unfortunate, and it starts with the parents and the coaches who want, you know, see a gifted child and see the potential and then want to push them a little bit further. There was a documentary on TV some years back, very recent years back, about this young boy who was turned into this amazing bodybuilder at like the age of 10, 11, 12.
Saw that, yes.
Okay, so you know the story I'm talking about.
I do. Yeah.
Everybody was extremely impressed with him. The father was putting something in his protein drink. Exactly what, nobody ever found out. But when he was off out of the father's care and a professional trainer tried to step in and reproduce the results, he didn't even come close.
It was a very, very disturbing story.
Yeah, that is sad.
As a son who has been a left-handed pitcher and also ranked third in his state in football, I have seen it all too often that a lot of these kids get caught up in things, and it starts there and keeps going. But you're right. It has to do with the parents, doesn't it?
Oh, very much so. There's another documentary out there that I've watched a few times, and there's one part in this documentary that I'll tell you about that really hits it home. The film is called Bigger, Faster, Stronger. It talks about drugs and weightlifting and bodybuilding and stuff like that. And there's one piece in the film where they look at a male model who's, you know, a very fit-looking man, a very fit, good-looking man, and he's not the extra-large, grotesque, muscular individual. And off-camera, he says to the interviewer, you think I got this way naturally?
Oh, interesting.
And this is the average-looking guy, quote-unquote.
Right, right. Well, got to run, but this is an interesting topic. We'd love to have you back. Pete Sirkwa owns and operates the 92nd Fitness flagship studio in New York City, talking to us about these doping allegations coming out of the Olympics.